Chapter 6. Letter to a Conference President. Sanitarium, California, February 5, 1907. Dear Brother, I write to ask you to interest yourself in the school at Madison. Brethren Sutherland and Megan have worked diligently, far beyond their strength, to open up the schoolwork in this place, which is of the Lord's appointment. They have endeavored to establish a school that would fit young men and young women to act as missionaries in the southern field. At the present time, they should have $5,000 to enable them to provide suitable facilities for the work, and still more should be provided, in order that a small sanitarium may be connected with the school. So far, they have received very little help in this enterprise, compared with the needs and importance of the work. They have worked hard and have laid plans for such an education as is essential to prepare workers to teach the ignorant and to explain the scriptures. Besides the study of books, the students are taught to till the soil, to build houses, and to perform other useful labor. The location of the Madison School is excellent and possesses great advantages for schoolwork. But the leaders in this work are carrying too heavy a burden and should be relieved from the great anxiety that has rested upon them because of a lack of means with which to do what must be done to provide suitable conditions for a successful school. Shall we allow these workers to be burdened beyond their strength, carrying forward almost alone a work in which they should receive the hearty cooperation of their brethren? I appeal to our brethren in blank to help in this emergency and make a liberal gift to the Madison School that they may erect a chapel and school building. Such a building should have been provided for them long ago. Let us not leave these men to work under present disadvantages when time is so precious and the need for trained workers in the South is so great. The work in the South has been sadly neglected. It is high time that our churches were awakened to their duty to this needy field. The light must shine forth amid the moral darkness of ignorance and superstition. The truth, in its simplicity, must be brought to those who are in ignorance. In the common schools, some things are taught that are a hindrance rather than a blessing. We need schools where the Word of God is made the basis of education. The Madison Training School for teachers should have the hearty support of God's people. Therefore, I ask you and your associates on the conference committee to act liberally in helping our brethren in Madison in this important work.